I am writing about, have you ever done something that you regret and what did you learn from it? One thing that I regret is getting stuck in the middle of a fight between two of my friends. The people that were involved were my friends Sophia, Alex, Corey, Tammy, Miranda, and myself. Sophia and Miranda never really got along. One day Sophia was wearing shorts and Miranda called her a slut because she was wearing shorts. That didn't make any sense because Miranda wears shorts too. That day after school, I went to Sophia's. Then we went to Roundtable. On the way there, we rode in her sister Jennifer's car. That was when Miranda got really mad. She started texting me and asking me if I thought Sophia was nice, or if she was my friend, or why I hang out with her. I told Miranda that Sophia is my friend and I hang out with her because she is nice to me. Then Miranda was talking smack about Sophia. Now Sophia was sitting next to me and she got mad about what Miranda said. I responded back to Miranda, pretending to be Sophia, but saying what Sophia was actually saying, such as, how could you say that when I defended you, and you wear shorts too? Miranda said that she hasn't worn shorts to school this year, but she has. She also said that it was Sophia's choice to defend her. By this time, Sophia was fed up with Miranda, so we stopped talking to her for the night. The next day, my sister had a soccer tournament in San Bernardino, so I went to that. On the way there, Miranda sent me a text and brought Sophia into the conversation. I said that Sophia was my friend and I don't care if she likes that or not. Then I stopped replying to her messages. She only sent two more after that. I'm not sure how Alex and Corey fit into the fight, but they got dragged in and now Miranda doesn't talk to any of us, except Tammy because that is her best friend. Tammy will say hi to me, and I will say hi back, because Tammy wasn't being mean to us. She actually pretty much stayed out of the fight, which is smart. That is what I should have done, because I don't like that Miranda now isn't talking to me. She's not speaking nicely about me, Corey, or Alex, or Sophia. She won't even smile or talk to me. That frustrates me because I try to put that fight behind us and be nice to her, and she isn't even making an effort to do that. One thing that I don't understand is that Miranda and Tammy used to eat lunch with us. They still do, but they just sit there and face us and start their own conversations. The thing that is peculiar about this is that they will sit by us. However, at times Miranda just stares at us and I don't know why. I think that she is just mad at me because I talk to Sophia. If I were to some reason stop talking to Sophia, I think that Miranda would talk to me. Frankly, I don't care if I ever see Miranda again because of how she is acting. I know it seems a bit low, but I don't care now because she won't even try to forget the past. From that situation, I learned that you shouldn't drag yourself into fights amongst other friends because then one of them will probably not speak to you again.
From Hawthorne, California to El Segundo, California, I realized how much different the environment was. I was only 9 years old. I was in fourth grade. I finished school in Hawthorne and I had to change schools in the fifth grade, and I went to Richmond Elementary School in El Segundo, California. The reason why I was moving was because my brother was going to high school, and the high school in Hawthorne is really bad. So El Segundo was one of our choices, and we really liked the area, so we moved there. El Segundo is right by the beach, so I was kind of excited about that. Although, I had never moved before in that time, so I was really nervous and scared. I had to have the faith in myself that I would be fine in El Segundo. Moving was the hardest thing for me because it's moving to a whole new city, meeting new people, and living in a new environment. But that was part of the experience. When my parents told me that we were moving to El Segundo, I was only thinking of the negative things that the new experience would have. But I should have been thinking of the positive things because that would have helped me through the experience. I really didn't want to move because I knew that I would be leaving my whole entire life behind. I cried and cried. I really didn't exactly know why I would be crying because I would be experiencing a new experience, creating new memories. I couldn't do anything about it, so I had to toughen up and deal with it. I knew that I was leaving all my friends behind, and I knew that I had to keep in touch with them. I had also gained the confidence that we would be fine in El Segundo, and the rest of the family already knew what it was like because they have already experienced moving before. In other words, they already had the confidence. Although I thought that I was not going to like El Segundo, I was wrong. I love it here. I met new people and made new friends. Experience like this is awesome because you always have to try something new in your life. Everyone has to. I am glad that I am here in El Segundo now because I have made awesome friends and it's cool here. I really do miss living in Hawthorne, but living here made me realize that trying things new isn't always a bad thing. Having faith and confidence were the key things that helped me through this experience. Moving was definitely worth it.
Tree? This I believe essay. I believe that I could be anything that I want to be if I have faith. When you know what you can be, that you can be what you want to be, the whole world opens up to you. If you realize what you can be, you can inspire other people to be what they want. Also, you would have more confidence in yourself and you can achieve anything that you want. I want to be an astronaut someday and explore the stars. And so that I can discover new planets with hope of meeting extraterrestrial life forms. I cherish this idea because it gave me confidence and also gave me hope throughout my early years. The first person who made me believe in myself and inspire other people to be great was my dad. He convinced me that no matter how many times I fall, I will always get back up if I believe in myself and have faith. This hope has gotten me across life with my own faith in myself and hopefulness about the future. I want to be an astronaut someday in my life, and no matter how many times I fall, I will stand back up. No matter if I get teased in life, I will rise above all others and prove to them that I can do it. And the people who teases me or you or anybody else will fail in life because all they can do is being a bully and doesn't study. You need school to succeed in life and to know the basics. People that usually have an education are more successful in life than the people who doesn't have an education or the people who doesn't pay attention in class or in school. With the hope that everyone can be what they want to be, there will be less crime on the street and less suicidal states. In most situations of suicide, they don't care about their life anymore. But if they can be what they want to be, if they can hope like a rock star, actor, doctor, or teacher, they might still have hope in their life and think twice about it. This also happened with the crimes on the street. Some people kill for just the fun of torturing people, but many people kill so that they can take revenge on whoever hurt them. People that are failing in life and who doesn't believe in themselves are usually getting bullied. When this happens, they can't stand up for themselves and they're scared. It will want to make them kill themselves, but also want to bring down whoever hurt them with them. With the hope of being anything that you want to be, they might achieve their goal in life and be better than the people who was mean to them and tease them. I have hope, and I hope that many people can believe in themselves. I've had thoughts of suicide, but then I thought about it. I didn't think that was the right idea because I have too much to live up for. I believe that I can be anything that I want to be. I believe that I can be an astronaut. This I believe.